Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered.
It's a Timeline Theater production, but it's a part of Broadway in Chicago at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place, just off Michigan Avenue, kind of like right there near Water Tower Place, like the name implies. The name of the show, and this is my only complaint about the show, is the name of the show. It's called Eureka Day. And I'm going to ask Jurgen Hooper, who plays Eli in the show, to explain what the show is all about, because the premise is fascinating, the production is fascinating. You will walk out of the theater thinking, no matter how you feel about this topic. And I'll let you go from there, Jurgen.
Oh, thanks. So the show is about a Berkeley area, Bay Area school. I guess you could equate it to like a Montessori school, and all the people who kind of are there with their kids going to private school, and the kind of, I'd say, the liberal niceties that sit atop things with people who have been really proud of the work they have done in order to understand other cultures and things. And this kind of tests just how deep below the surface these things actually get once a bomb is dropped in the middle of the school. That's a terrible thing to say, actually. But what I mean is something that really kind of everybody has to deal with. And in this case, it is an outbreak of mumps.
All right. And so clearly, just to interrupt you, there is no bomb that dropped anywhere. And what we're talking about really is an issue regarding vaccines.
Yes. Yes. We are dealing with, all of a sudden, it's what you know and what you don't know about the people with whom you've been in concert for the past however many years, the people that your kids have been over to their house. And then all of a sudden, it's these questions of, what are my feelings towards vaccination, my kids' health, other kids' health? And now I really get to know you on a different level, and how do I deal with that?
And the show does take a position, kind of, but on the other hand, I think you understand the hesitancy perspective, maybe, a bit better after seeing this show. When you read the script or first began to perform in the show, do you have kids, and did that impact you in any way?
I do have kids. I have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. And in terms of reading the play, my responses to it were initially, I have no idea how this person wrote a play so prescient, because it was first performed in 2018. And given where we are right now and where we were after during the pandemic, it's just fascinating to see where that was. I have my own opinions. Of course, my children are vaccinated. But the thing that I really, really enjoy about the show is how knotty and yet how empathetic it is. Because it really does try to care for and present the positions of all of its characters, and you wind up struggling with empathizing with somebody that you otherwise may not have. And so it really is one of those, I always talk about how being, I got to run to the bar after this to talk to anybody who's willing to talk to me about it, because I've got so many thoughts running through my head.
You know, the show is serious, but it's also very funny. And my favorite scene, and I'll let you try to explain it without giving too much away, has to do, and we've all experienced, if you've been on a Zoom call, and now you know where I'm going, if you've been on a Zoom call, you know exactly, and you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. This is the craziest Zoom call ever. It was a community call, I think.
Yes, it's one of those things where the school itself is presenting the call, that's the video element, and everybody else has the ability to text, chime in on it. So anyone who has worked in anywhere in the education departments, anybody who has had a child at school during this time, some of it will feel like PTSD and others of it is going to feel like a cathartic release. To say as little about it as possible, because it really is just something that has to be experienced. Just imagine throwing an incredible number of parents at a situation at the time where everybody feels that they have the right to and the ability to speak freely.
And it's not only about it. If you've ever been on any Zoom call, especially during the pandemic, I suggest you will be able to relate to some of the craziness that goes on. At the end of the show, there seems to be, again, I don't want you to give anything away, a bit of a turn. Do people, when you go to that bar afterwards and talk about I don't know about your life, but it doesn't sound that exciting if you're going to a bar to talk about vaccine hesitancy. But you do it. You go.
Yeah.
Do people feel differently in your experience than when they walked into the theater?
You know, that's such, I mean, on a personal basis, it has not changed my viewpoint on this, but it certainly puts you in another person's shoes and makes you go, I have no idea whether or not my experiences, my opinions, my beliefs would be changed if I had been put in X or Y situation, which is what all good theater is supposed to do, is to make you empathize with others and ask tough questions, where it's, I know my life story at this point has led me to make the decisions that I've made, both for my children's health and for the health of other people. But I've got no idea how, I mean, for lack of a better word, how selfish I would be if something happened to really kind of throw me off any of that.
All right. I
try to value other people's lives as much as mine, but, you know, I've not been challenged in the way that some people have.
Yeah, yeah. It'll make you think. And there are even panel discussions that happen virtually that you can participate in, friends, at no charge. It's timelinetheater.com/Eureka-lobby/discussions. And if that doesn't work for you, just go to the website for the Timeline Theater. And I suspect you can find it there because you might want to participate in one of those discussions. It is called Eureka Day. And it's at the Timeline Theater through February 22nd, actually, at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower. It's a Timeline Theater production, a part of Broadway in Chicago. Did I get that out at all right, do you think?
I think you can cobble together plenty of things there that will lead you to the right place.
Okay. Well, that's like listening to my show anytime. Jürgen Hooper, you're great. Thank you so much. And I love this production because if nothing else, it made even me think about things. And I had I'll say it. I support vaccines. You know, of course I do. But at least yes. I thought about the other perspective in a way I hadn't before. Thank you so much, Jürgen.
Thank you.